Ireland's president is in town, and today Michael Higgins comes to Skyline High School in Sammamish to watch a game of Gaelic football. KUOW's Posey Gruner answers your question. What is Gaelic football?
Okay, team one.
Gaelic football is sort of like soccer, except you can catch the ball with your hands and then dribble it, or punt it, or bump it, or punch it. Skyline PE teacher Brendan Hyland likes teaching the game because it's not that precise.
You can, the ball can be juggled a little bit, it can be fumbled a little bit, you can still play.
He says it's a great bridge between sports units because students learn skills from football and soccer and basketball all in one game.
You can think of it as almost a multivitamin.
Terry Lynch is the coach education director for the U.S. Gaelic Athletic Association. He arranged the Irish president's visit to Skyline High School. He also brought the game itself to Skyline. Lynch says Irish sports have so much that Americans love.
They're extremely fast-moving. There's an element of danger and violence to them, and they're extremely high-scoring.
When he talks to high school students about Gaelic football, Lynch hears one thing over and over.
I don't know how a sport this fun has remained hidden for so long.
The answer to that question goes back nearly 3,000 years.
The history of Gaelic sports and why Gaelic football in particular came into being goes back to the English subjugation of Ireland in the 1700s.
When the British came, the Irish played a game called hurling, like they had for nearly 3,000 years. But in an attempt to eradicate the Irishness of Ireland, the British banned the game. Instead of rolling over, the Irish got technical. They took every bit of hurling that wasn't specifically forbidden and made a new game, Gaelic football. It was more than a sport. It was a finger in the colonizer's eye.
It's difficult to understand as an American just how cherished Gaelic sports are by the Irish. And what's happening in Seattle is something that is nearly inconceivable to the Irish, and that is that Americans are teaching other Americans how to play their beloved national sports.
How inconceivable?
To use the Irish term, gobsmacked.
As for the students at Skyline, Lynch imagines they'll be curious why the president is visiting, but they'll probably be more focused on American football. The Skyline Spartans play their homecoming football game against the Inglemore Vikings Friday night. I'm Posey Gruner, KUOW News.